Next, I'd like to request Swami Ishtananji Maharaj from the Vedanta Center of St. Petersburg to speak on Swami Trigunatitananji, an ideal karma yogi.
Dear Swami Tattvamay Anandaji, revered Swamis and nuns, dear brother monks, sister nuns, other friends, good evening. And I am very, very grateful, in fact, that I was not only invited here to enjoy this wonderful historical event and this spiritual atmosphere, but also to speak a few words on Swami Trigunatitananda Maharaj, a great karma yogi, because as it was announced by Swami, Brother Swami Tattvamayanandaji, that today it is a program, a tribute to Swami Trigunatitananda Maharaj. So when we talk about him, when we think about him as a Swami who was a great yogi, a karma yogi, we don't forget that each and every disciple of Sri Ramakrishna was a great yogi. They were great yogis, each one of them. They were great bhakta, they were great jnanis, they were great karmis. And Swami Trigunatitananda was one of them? Yes. But again, when we look back and look further into their life stories, we find that each one of them, they left in the pages of history a special mark for some special areas there they excelled. And Swami Trigunatitananda undoubtedly was a great karma yogi. Just for about 1 hour, a wonderful audiovisual presentation was given here, and again it was told to all of us that what kind of worker he was, how much he worked, the volume of work, the different areas of pioneering work that he had done. And not only that, the attitude with which he had served. It was not just work, it was an offering to his Lord. His whole life was a sacrifice. His whole life was a dedication. And that's why he remains as an ideal. An ideal of a karma yogi. If we want to know what makes the karma yoga, what is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, that yoga karma su kausalam, then we have to look no further than the life story of Swami Trigunatitananda. So even when we are discussing about what he had done here in this part of the world, even before coming here, he had done wonderful job in India. There also he had done pioneering jobs with indomitable spirit, pioneering job with total dedication, complete effacement of his self, because we have been reminded again and again that the story of this so-called old temple, that after the dedication ceremony, he said, believe me, if I have got the slightest amount of selfishness associated with this job, then it will fall. And if it is God's work, then it will stand. And everybody knows rest of the party's history. So here, this is the kind of karma yogi which we find again before his coming here to this country. For example, let us take the story of his starting a new publication. Those were the days when he first hatched the idea in his head. in 1896, those were the days when this monastery was poor. They had not enough to eat, not everybody to clothe properly, and those were the days when he planned that he wanted to start a press and start a magazine. And he told the idea to his brother, Swami Vivekananda. He was already here in this country. And Swamiji loved that. And what was the capital? What was the backing for this press? Was there anybody experienced in that? No. Swami Trigunatitananda had zero experience in printing work, zero experience in publication department, either editorial or managerial, nothing. And there was zero amount of money available for that job. What he had was an absolute love for the ideal and an indomitable spirit. That was the capital. And he told the Swami Vivekananda, and Swami was equally a revolutionary Swami, as we understand. He loved the idea. So, within an year, when he could collect a little bit of money, he sent it to Brother Trigunatit. He said that I cannot pronounce your this big name. He gave him the name. He gave him the name Trigunatitananda, and afterward he complained that name is too long. I cannot spell it. You are Trigunatit. So he sent some money to Trigunatit, and some more money was given by some household devotees of Sri Ramakrishna. And then the new publication began. The money was enough to buy a primitive type of press, and that's it. And the Swami was everything. He was the editor, manager, supervisor, proofreader. He would be collecting subscription from door to door. He will be selling the magazine himself. He will go from door to door to collect the articles for the magazine, and everything he will be doing single-handedly. He somehow paid for two typesetters, but whenever the typesetter will be sick, then he will be doing the typesetting also. It is said that he would sleep for 1 hour in the night. If you say that it is unbelievable, then you have to also question about the possibility of his continuing 15 hours of services on the Sri Ramakrishna birthday or Christmas day. Because people have given in written their testimony that yes, this was the kind of Swami he was, so we believe that yes, it was true. He will work so hard, and there was no money. And to do all these jobs, he would be occasionally walking 10 miles in a day because there was not enough money to pay for the tram fare. And then for food, he will visit some devotee's house and have lunch there. For breakfast and for evening snacks, he will have puffed rice. And that's it. And this way he worked, and he succeeded in starting this magazine. Why? Anything because his name will remain in the history? No. Because the message of his master, the ideal for which he stood for, his total dedication and love for Sri Ramakrishna, that message could be spread faster and in a much better way. That is the reason. So this was the Swami. This was the Swami who we therefore love for the amount of work. We find that Swami Vivekananda told to his disciple Sarachandra Chakravarti, who noted in his diary, that do you think that it is a small sacrifice, this Trigunatita? He has given up his all spiritual practices, his meditation, his entire life that was given for his monastic principles, and those were the days of the regular belief that a monk should do what and what is not a monk's job. So what he was doing, Swami Vivekananda asked his disciple, do you think it is a simple job? It is an easy job that he's given up everything for the sake of this work that he believes that it is his worship, it is his service. No, this is not in any way inferior to the devotion or meditation or worship or anything. So this is Swami Trigunatitananda. When we remember all those acts that he had done, whether in this country or back in India, then we understand what does it takes to talk about karma yoga. When the karma, any act in life, becomes an offering to the Lord, when the whole life becomes a sacrifice at the altar of the Lord, when the whole work becomes karma yoga. So this is the Swami that we are remembering today. Thank you very much.
I was reading earlier yesterday, Swami Trigunatitananda, even at a time when collections are very low, took out a loan for this old temple of several thousands of dollars at 6% rate. So he had such faith that it would get paid back. So this, as Marge was saying, he had such faith that what he was doing was for the divine.